Today is Wednesday, September 22nd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I have orchestra. So we walked this morning. Oh my gosh, we're trying to walk every day. And it's so funny. I don't know why this is such a thing. It's like a drama in my head about, you know, going to the park. And we always play out these scenarios. You know, there are all these other walkers there. And last night we were walking. So we walked last night, but then we needed to walk this morning because I'm not going to have any time to walk. And this family was walking. We went really super late because last night I was recording Throwing Down with Joe. And we were recording. We've been recording longer than we used to. And because it's getting darker earlier, it's hard for me to get the walk in the afternoon. And Mark likes a plan, so he wants me to tell him, okay, I'll be done at this time and then we can go walk. And he, you know, plans out his time accordingly. But Throwing Down has been taking longer and longer each time we do it. So anyway, it went a little bit longer than what I thought it was going to, and it was already dark by the time we went to the park. And so I thought, oh, no one is going to be there. But there was a family there. There was a son. It looked like a son, an older son, like maybe in his 20s, a dad, probably in his 60s, maybe, and his mom. This is all assumption. You know, you fill in these stories in your mind because you don't know these people. And there are various things that, you know, we think there's one particular way that you should be walking around this path. So it really annoys us when someone is walking the wrong way. But the other thing that really bothers us is we don't like to have to pass people. But Mark and I walk pretty fast. I've always been a fast walker. And we walk pretty fast when we're walking. And so that's the other thing is we really would rather be there when there's no one there. So we don't, because, you know, you have to, they need to move out of the way, or you have to step over into the grass or in the mud or something if it's been raining and, you know, it's a problem. You're trying to pass these people. You feel like you're bothering them because they're in front of you, but you're going too fast. And then, but if you don't pass them and then you're right up their butt crack, then you feel like, oh my gosh, I'm probably putting pressure on these people. They're probably like, why are these people, you know, riding my tail? And then, you know, it's just a pain. But then when you pass them, if they're also walking fast, but not quite as fast as you, you feel like you need to walk really super fast to get ahead of them so they don't feel then encroached upon by you from the other side. I don't know. All these things go through my head. And Mark and I discuss this. I mean, I think it goes through his head as well. So last night we were walking. And this family was walking pretty fast. But we were getting to that point where you have to make the decision, are we going to speed up a little bit to get around these folks? It's kind of like when you're driving your car and you get in the fast lane, but you're almost going the same speed as the car that you're trying to pass. And so you're, you know, you have that debate in your head, should I speed up to get past them? But then what's going to happen when I slow down to the correct speed? Are they going to then need to pass me and we're going to keep passing each other? So we were having that kind of, and then the son decided he was going to speed up a little bit, even more, but we were too close to them. We needed to pass. And they had moved over into single file, which is what you do when you're trying to be nice and let people pass you. But the son decided to speed up. So we made the decision, okay, we are going to go into passing mode. We're going to speed up a little bit. But as we were trying to pass, this son was going faster. And it's like he was racing with us, you know? We finally passed them, but at what... And then we had to go super fast. We had to be doing that super like mall walker, swinging your arms, you know, sort of thing, so that we can get enough distance away from them so that then they're not right up on our butt. And then at one point we look back and the son is jogging instead of walking. And then we're feeling pressured because so this morning we're walking and there were two older gentlemen and they were going the wrong direction. So then every time we met them twice every loop. So anyway, walking. I mean, there's just all this drama that occurs at the park, at the walking path. As per usual, it's just been work. And I've been watching a lot of VFX or Corridor Crew on YouTube. So I'm writing a paper at work. At the undetermined, you know, work, the name of work, insert name of work here. And so while I'm writing, you know, as when I was growing up, I always used to watch television while I was doing homework. And so now what I do is when I'm working, and it's when I'm not in meetings, obviously, I will be putting on these. I've watched them before, but I've been really on a binge lately of watching all these Corridor Crew folks, you know, doing VFX stuff. They do one where they do they react to CGI in movies. That's really interesting, and they talk about like how they achieved a certain shot and when they used green screen, when they didn't. I don't know. I find all that really interesting. And then they also have ones where they do stuff themselves. They create VFX scenes. I don't know. It's really so. I've been watching a lot of that while I've been writing this paper that I'm working on. But other than that, it's been a typical week. Mark and I are still talking about what we're going to do in November because we normally take a little Thanksgiving trip. One of the reasons is so we don't have to spend it with family because, you know, awkward. And we do spend a little bit of time with them at Christmas, so we don't want to do Thanksgiving and Christmas. And especially since my mom, you know, still thinks I'm living the lifestyle, air quotes. And so Moose P suggested New York City. New York City! So I don't know. We're really considering. We discussed it this morning while we were walking. And we're really considering possibly going to New York and doing a couple of Broadway shows and eating at some nice restaurants. Just doing a long weekend. And so I think we're going to start researching flights and stuff like that. I know it'll be more expensive around Thanksgiving. I don't know what the COVID situation is going to be, but hopefully it'll be, you know, by November, it's going to be a really long time since we were vaccinated. So I'm not really sure how that's going to work. But anyway, we're trying to do that. Let's listen to one last contest entry. I'm out of contest entries after this one. So if anybody wants to enter in, you have until September 30th. But let's listen to this.
Yeah, hi, Adam. RT Cruiser.
Hello.
Just for the work competition. Can't believe no one's picked this one up yet, but given your fecal transference expertise, I would have thought the plumbing store. Okay, bye.
Man, my microphone's making noise. I need to get a new mic arm. Somebody send me a new mic arm. Anyway, thank you for the call, RT. I haven't heard from you in a while. I don't know if you have you ever called. I'm sure you have. You must have called Geeky Gay before. I get confused because you call Dubious Intent. You call other shows that I'm on, so I get confused. But anyway, I really appreciate your call. You should call more often. And I put down your entry, the plumbing store. The plumbing store. I feel like some of these we need to workshop them. Like the plumbing store, maybe, I don't know, maybe, you know, Pipe Fittings R Us, or I don't know, something, you know, something catchy. But I like the general theme of that one. And I haven't transferred any poo since that story. That was a long time ago. For any of you that don't know that, I was at a relative's house and I had to poo. And I finished and I realized that their toilet would not flush. And I was so embarrassed I didn't want to tell them. And so So I don't remember. I think I got a trash can, fished the poo out, put it in the trash can, and then deposited the poo in a working toilet. So they wouldn't know. And then I flushed it, and then I washed my hands really good and washed out the trash can. And then someone told me you can just pour water in the top of a toilet to get it to flush. I never knew that. So there you go. Poo doesn't really gross me out that much. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.